gonna be in the Sam Bush look-alike air mandolin contest tomorrow? Who's gonna do it? We need a few people signing up. We got folks for the mandolin contest. We got folks for the banjo, for the guitar, for the singer-songwriter. We
possible.
Need more entrants for the Sam Bush. Were you here last night? Did you see that set with Peter Rowan? You should have been taking notes, because maybe you will be the winner and get a chance to do your shtick, your Sam Bush look-alike air mandolin contest shtick right here on stage. We'd love that. It would be a beautiful thing. Kind of gets you all fired up, huh? Come on, kids. We got some old curtains. Let's do a show. All right. In a few minutes here, we got Psychograss coming up. Be excited. Be very excited. It's got to be a hip thing. These guys have been to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival just a whole mess of times, and we're mighty glad to have them back. Now, they're going to finish their sound check, and then we're going to give them the big old send-off that they deserve here, and they'll show you some Psychograss. Meanwhile, just go on like I told you, do like I showed you, and everything's going to be all right. Oh, God. Little did I know that the Psycho Boys were all ready and set to go. I can feel it. I can feel it. Their EKG is starting to act up. Yes, folks, it's the Windham Hill recording artist, Psychograss. Thank you.
much.
Howdy. Howdy. Wow. We are the Psychograss people, the men of Psychograss. Thank you. Oh, boy, it's great to be here in the bottom of the canyon. Ooh, that's a nice one, too.
That's another chilly
psycho sound. All right. We're just going to play a bunch of music. Type pieces here. We're going to play music, and this next piece of music is a piece written by Mike Marshall, who's playing the guitar now. And it's called, it's about amphibians. It's called Frogs on Ice.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to do a little commemorative piece now. This is about a trip I got to take to Africa. And it's called the Dysentery Stomp. Thank you.
right, thank you so much. Daryl Angers, Dysentery Stomp. Yes, sir, wee bop. Well, Daryl just popped a string on his fiddle on that one, so we're going to give him a chance to get a new wire on it. And I think we got ourselves situated up here. How's it going out there? Lovely afternoon, I must say. Yee, golly, not a bad view from here either. Turn around and look at it once. Oh, yes. Oh, you got it the other side of the stage, too, I guess. Well, we're Psychograss. We're having a good old time up here. Joe Craven on the fiddle and percussion. Let's have a hand for him. Master of many things, starting with vocal percussion and bongos. And he's got a whole array of things over here that he'll be swatting on. Playing the bass is Mr. Bass. He's played with the Bluegrass Album Band, all their stuff. Came through the David Grisman Quintet along with the rest of us. And plays a little bit of mandolin. Let's have a hand for Todd Phillips. Yow. We call him Pineapple Upside Down Todd. And then the master of screech back there changing his fiddle string. Mr. Fiddleistics, what can we say? We've been knowing each other about 15 years and have played in a myriad of musical situations, and it's always surprising and amazing still. And even when we don't understand what he's getting at, we go with it, and it usually turns out all right. Let's have a hand for Daryl Anger. He's just written this new tune. He calls it Big Gravel. And the story goes that Bill Monroe once ran over his mandolin in the driveway, but it was saved by the luck of the size of the gravel that was in the driveway. And as Bill says it, it was big gravel here today, and that mandolin was all right. So Daryl wrote a fiddle tune and named it after Bill. He calls it Big Gravel. We'll be right back.
It's a big gravel here today. Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to go down to south of the border, south of that border, and then we're going to go down beyond that border, and then we're going to go down even some more beyond the other border to Brazil. That's it, Brazil. Let's go there. Okay, let's go there. We're going to Brazil now. We're going to play a couple of pieces. They have fiddle tunes in Brazil, and we're going to play a couple of them. They play them on the mandolin, but they're fiddle tunes because the fiddle is a mandolin is just a fiddle with, they kind of messed it up. I don't know.
A fiddle without a bow, I guess you could say.
That's a fiddle without a bow.
The Bill Monroe of Brazil is a fellow named Jacob do Bandolim, and we're going to do a couple of pieces that he used to play. The first one is called Descenda la Serra, Come Down from the Mountain. Anybody who can hear us up there, come on down. And the second one is called Andre's New Shoes. Thank you. you. There's another new one. Something I guess you guys can relate to out there. It's called Hot Nickels. We'll send this out to some of our good buddies in the Strength in Numbers band.
Thank you.
Well, the only thing better than two fiddles is three fiddles. The only thing better than three fiddles is no fiddles at all. But we're going to go with three fiddles. We're going to go with the three-fiddle wall of fiddles sound here. And we're going to play... Well, we don't know what we're going to play. We'll work it out as we go along. But you can bet that it's going to be played on fiddles, whatever that may be that we are going to play.
We lovingly refer to these as the fiddles of doom. I think it's going to start with an old-time fiddle tune called Kitchen Girl, and then it's going to transcend into something from Florida called the Sugarfoot Rag. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you believe we actually made a record of some of this stuff? Of course, we took out all the ugly notes for the record, but there's some of them back at the tent. We're going to play a piece written by Mike Marshall, who's playing guitar and mandolin there, and he's this is a piece that's dedicated to somebody, a bass player we used to really like. Actually, we still like him. His name's Jaco Pastorius, and this is sort of what he probably might have written if he'd grown up in South America. It's called Little Jaco. Thank you.
Todd Phillips on the bass, Gerald Dexter on the fiddle.
I'd like to play one more piece for you now, and this is really bluegrass, I think. 99 and 41, 44, 100% bluegrass here, and the rest of it's psycho. So we'd like to bring out our friend Tony Trischka to play with us here, because when you play the real bluegrass, you need a real bluegrass banjo here today.
An honorary psychiatrist, Tony Trischka. Yeah. So Daryl wrote this tune. We're not exactly quite sure what it means, but coming from a boy with such an active imagination, we can kind of dig it. It's called Ride the Wild Turkey.
Late breaking news flash!
We know there's some wild turkeys out there.
We have an additional player! We have an additional player!
Late breaking!
Latest word, just in from the back of the stage. Mr. Jerry Douglas is going to come out and play it with us. Thank you.
This will be Jerry's mic, okay?
Okay. Jerry will be here momentarily. In the meantime, we'll start the tune.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tony Trischka, Barbara Lamb, Jerry Douglas, thanks a lot. Psychograss salutes you.
Thanks so much, and howdy. Goodbye. I mean, farewell.
That's what Telluride's all about. Getting to play with your heroes. Here's another funny little tune that Earl Scruggs recorded called the Farewell Blues. We'll have an interpretive intro by Daryl and Barbara here. Tim O'Brien just showed up.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It must be that hot sun. I don't know.